Parashat 12, Mishnah 5. Oiches hu hatahur. A person, a pure person, is holding bekardom hatame, an impure axe, bechnafoy, in his skirt. And what's going on over here is that the axe is impure to the level of avatoma. If he would hold it in his hand, he would become impure himself. So he puts it in the fold of his skirt, of like his clothing. And this clothing would become impure to the level of Rishon Latuma, but that won't transmit impurity back to him, because he can't become, it can't transfer impurity back to him like that to make him a Shaini Latuma. Umaze alav, and then someone else sprinkles water on the axe to purify it. Afal pi sheish alav kedai hazaya, even though there's a lot of water sprinkled onto the axe and it collects over there in his skirt, tahor, he will remain pure. And the reason he will remain pure is that once the, again, we've touched on this, once the purification has been done with the water, so then it can't make someone impure anymore. If he had just been holding his skirt and they'd poured water in there and he'd carried it, not for purposes of purification, he would become impure. But over here, because the water's already been used to purify, so he will remain pure, this guy. And how much water will there be, or is enough for sprinkling? You know, what's the minimum amount of water that would be in a vessel that is enough water for sprinkling and that would make you impure if you carried it around? It says the Mishnah, enough to dip in the top of the shoots of the hyssop, and they'll be wet enough that they'll be able to sprinkle. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Raim Aysam Kilohain al Azov Shel Nechoshes. He says we regard them, the hyssop, as if they were made of brass. And now brass obviously doesn't absorb any water. So if they weren't made of brass, you'd need more water, because the hyssop would absorb a little bit of water, and then you'd need more water to make it wet, and then it could then be sprinkled. If they're made of brass, so you need less water, because you just dip it in the water, and then you could, you know, you could sprinkle it straight away. It wouldn't have to first absorb before the water stayed on its surface. So he brings over here at the end of the karti that the locha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to be able to dip in the top of the hyssop, and then it'll absorb a little bit, but then there'll remain some on its surface in to sprinkle, and that's the minimum amount of water that we would consider to be, you know, meichatas water, that the person carried it, they would become impure if they carried it not for the purpose of purification.